I'm Kathy Peacock, and I'm the Program Manager for Women in Transition in Oklahoma City area. Today, I'm talking with Ashley, who is a graduate of our program. Ashley, you experienced addiction that started when you were really young. What motivated you to break the cycle of addiction?
Well, in December of 2019, I had a brother that overdosed from addiction, and that really opened my eyes into, you know, it's not just a game in a way. It was a wake up call. I did keep using a while after that, and I was just at my complete rock bottom, and I was tired of trying to keep up with my addictions. I was born in Eden, Oklahoma, and I just always remember being in that environment. I really never knew any different. My parents partied a lot, so it was just always around. It wasn't one event that started me down the road of addiction, and I never thought it would be, or was in denial about the life I was living, but that's where I ended up. Addiction has been a part of my family for generations. I have two sisters who have both struggled, and my brother that passed away from drug use. Growing up, I just remember confusions. Things would happen that I knew were wrong, but the next day, no one ever talked about what had happened. The first moment I really remember is being woke up with blood everywhere because my parents were drunk and fighting. I remember a lot of good family memories, but alcohol was usually involved in most of them, and it led to a big outrage. I just remember counting down the days to where I was old enough to drink because it seemed like that was the thing to do. And I felt left out and alone. My sisters were 10 years older than me, and my brother was 7 years older. So there was a big gap in age. So they left the house when I was about 10 years old. So then that's when I really felt alone. My parents were mostly consumed in their own lives, and children didn't get in the way of it. When I was 13, the first time I got drunk. And I just remember a huge relief, just like a weight lifted off of me. Seemed like every worry, every sadness, anger just went away. I loved alcohol right off the bat. It was what was missing in my life. My parents got divorced when I was 15, and that's when I really needed an escape. I played them against each other and went with the wrong crowd and started drinking and partying. I just remember feeling so welcomed from alcohol and the people that came with it. I felt that life loved me and I loved it. I felt abandoned, lonely, and lost, but I found belonging in that life. I soon became angry and everyone and everything besides drinking and my so-called friends. I graduated high school and moved in with my boyfriend that I found partying, and I just thought I had it all figured out. He had a job and made ends meet, so he seemed like the perfect match. He introduced me to meth. I thought I had a love before with alcohol, but meth really got me. It helped me focus, clean, talk and talk. It was my psychiatrist in a pipe. Just seemed like a perfect healing to my messy life. I thought people who thought drugs were bad were squares, and the drug addicts were stupid for doing it all the time. I had a system, and I wouldn't dare become as bad as those other people. I was too smart to get addicted, and I had it under control. Well, in the time we moved and got serious about a life together, we didn't really use or drink too much, maybe once or twice a month. I quit altogether for a while when we had two kids. The dysfunction we had was too much and unhealthy, but I grew up that way, so what was wrong with it? When it was happening, I knew it hurt and it was exhausting, but everyone lived like that, right? The yelling, the hitting, my children were in the crossfire. I eventually left him and started a life of my own. I did well for a while, staying sober, paying my bills, but that loneliness came back, and I knew of two things to turn to, drugs and alcohol. I was also working two jobs, and one was at the bar, so it went with the lifestyle. Drugs and alcohol were the escape from life. I partied on happy events, on sad events, or just any reason that I could think of. But I maintained for the most part. I worked and paid my bills. I eventually started getting arrested and getting the wrong kinds of attention. DHS did enter my life, and I was able to fool them and myself. I did sober up some, but would still occasionally use. I learned how to pass hair follicle tests, and I managed to make it to reunification. One horrible and devastating day in August 2017, my daughter, who was 4 years old, was diagnosed with a brain tumor. I got to stay up there at Children's Hospital with her for 3 months, and she was there. I maintained and was present and sober. The news made me feel like I was in a horrible nightmare. I knew there was a God, but when this happened, I really got mad at him. How could he let this happen to an innocent little girl? I didn't know how I could do all this by myself. At a time I should have been all about her, I became very selfish. I was so focused on why did this happen to me. I was a single mom living between Children's Hospital and a house I had with a friend. I couldn't work and bills were adding up. My daughter had brain surgery, chemo, and had to relearn how to do almost everything. It was so hard. I felt hopeless. I eventually again turned to drugs and alcohol to cope because that's what I've always done. My best friend, who I was living with at the time, one day when I came home to get ready to get Rebecca home from the hospital, I discovered my friend that I lived with had robbed me. I felt alone and betrayed, and I fell into a deep depression. I got a boyfriend around for comfort that liked to drink with me, and we would fight. My last hair follicle to close my case, I failed. The day they took them, again, I felt my soul leave my body. How could I be so selfish? Maybe I was a no good mother. DHS took my children again. I thought I had the power to control, to manipulate, and to fool everyone around me, including myself. I then hit my complete bottom. I lost it all. I tried rehabs, I went to detox 3 times, and I just couldn't get it figured out. I felt hopeless. I would always go back to what I knew and what made me feel comfortable, looking for that love, that belonging to something, but it just got worse and worse. I had to hustle to get money, just to have somewhere to sleep at night, and I was tired. All that was comfortable became uncomfortable. I was missing something. I got cases piled up on me, court for criminal charges and DHS. That's when I opened the Bible that was on my nightstand in my hotel room one night. I had not knowing where I was going to go the next day, and I said, God, I'm done. I'm done doing it on my own power. This is my bottom. It is in your hands now. I called my mom and told her that I was ready to go to rehab again. So she took me that day to detox, and from detox, I went to rehab. I was on the verge of losing my rights to my kids and going to prison, but God's timing is so amazing. I went to rehab right when COVID hit, so the courts were shut down for a while. That helped me buy some time. It was difficult to face reality, but I was ready. I took one day at a time and got into the work. That's when I heard about Heather's Hope. Not knowing very much about it, I just knew that they're a Christian-based program, and I was going to need the power and miracle of God because I was in a mess. I would do anything to get my kids back and my life back. I knew I needed a fresh start, a new city, and a new home. So I turned my application, and it just felt so right.
Yeah. Heather's Hope is a partner with Stand in the Gap. It's transitional living that help women with children and women without children. Ashley, I remember when you came to Heather's Hope and you were a little bit intimidated and afraid when you got there. What was transitional living like for you?
I lived on the house in Main Street in Comanche for 7 months. And at times the rules like going to celebrate recovery and getting to a step study, girls and distractions, I sometimes could not see the light at the end of the tunnel. I stuck through it. All I thought of was God's promises and was able to get my life back. I never knew what was going to happen with my DHS case or my criminal cases, but I was trying. While I was in Heather's Hope housing, they introduced me to my Stand in the Gap family when I was, I think, 6 months in the program. I just remember feeling the support and the love and the friendship from those ladies, and I'm still friends with them today. They helped me see the hurts that I was covering up. And they always told me the love that Jesus had for me. And the miracles that has happened since I let God be in control is amazing. That I didn't have to be perfect to belong. Little things I learned from my Stand the Gap family is progress and not perfection, because I'm still far from perfect.
From my perspective, your Stand in the Gap family helped you with everyday parenting skills, and your kids were close to the same age, so they could really relate to you. Will you give us an update on what's going on today?
Today, I am going on 3 years sober in January, and I have been reunited with my kids. All my legal issues are done, and I'm off probation, and DHS is out of my life. I have a job working as a program coach for transitional living. It has since been a lot of work and a lot of self-reflection, which is never easy, but with prayer and daily inventory and my Stay in the Gap family, I was able to handle life on life's terms. Looking back, I never thought I could do this. I never knew of a love like this, a support like this. I can't wait to show that to someone else. Stay in the Gap has helped me so much and has continued to. I have a forever family. You can't find this everywhere. I cannot wait to give what has been given to me. Most importantly, the credit goes all to God. I didn't do this. God did this. This is His restoration story. And I know I didn't go through all this pain for no reason. I know that my story can help someone else. And I'm so excited to be able to see lives change. We can't keep what we have without giving away.
Ashley, you had an impact on your Stand in the Gap family. You invited them to celebrate recovery, and now you're all Celebrate Recovery leaders. How is life different for you and your kids now?
I never believed God loved me. I didn't believe I was worthy of His love. It was very lonely and very dark. But now I no longer believe that lie. I know that He loves me despite all the things I've done, and I have a passion and a purpose. I have a hope with the help of my Stand in the Gap family, and that's what I want to share with other people, hope. If I could say one thing to a person that's struggling, I would tell them this. There's a way out. Don't give up and quit covering up your bullet holes with hurts, habits, and hangups. I was worth it, and so are you. God says, "For I know the plans for you," declares the Lord. "Plans to prosper you, to not harm you. Plans to give you hope in a future." Jeremiah 29:11.
Ashley, thanks.